Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about How to Have a Good Day by Caroline Webb. Sophie, have you ever had one of those days where you just feel like you're reacting to everything instead of actually living it?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly the problem Webb identifies. She says we treat our days like things that happen to us, but with some brain science, we can design them to be better. It's a game changer.
Right? She starts by busting the myth that we're rational, logical beings. She brings in that two-system model from Kahneman, the deliberate system and the routine system. The deliberate system is slow and effortful. The routine system is fast and automatic.
And the trick isn't to try to use your deliberate system all the time. That would exhaust you. Instead, you want to manage your mental state so your routine system works for you, not against you.
Exactly. She talks about the brain's threat and reward response. When we perceive a threat, our cognitive resources shrink. We get defensive and reactive. When we see a reward, our thinking expands.
So a good day is about minimizing threat and maximizing reward. That's the core. And she gives a practical entry point called the 2-minute tune-up. Before your day or a big meeting, pause for 2 minutes.
The first step is to set a toggle. Consciously choose which mental system you want to activate. Taking a few deep breaths signals safety to your brain. Then you set an intention like, I will listen more than I speak, instead of a vague goal.
That tiny ritual shifts you from being a passive reactor to an active designer. Then the book goes into the core activities of a working day, choosing, prioritizing, connecting, and executing. Let's start with choosing.
So when it comes to decisions, our brains are terrible with complexity. We suffer from decision fatigue. Webb says to narrow your choices. Instead of what should I do today, ask, what's the single most important thing?
And she introduces satisficing versus maximizing. A maximizer tries to find the perfect option and gets exhausted. A satisficer looks for good enough and moves on. For most daily decisions, good enough is perfectly fine.
Then there's pre-commitment. Because your future self is lazy, you can outsmart them by deciding in advance. Lay out your running clothes tonight, so tomorrow you have no excuse. I actually tried that this week.
Did it work?
It did. I went for the run. Normally, I'd talk myself out of it, but the clothes were right there. It's like tricking your brain.
That's the power of pre-commitment. Now, prioritizing isn't just a to-do list. It's about managing your attention. She talks about working memory being limited when it's overloaded. You feel stressed. The solution is to externalize your thinking.
Write everything down. Clears your mental RAM. And she warns against multitasking. The brain can't actually do two conscious things at once. It switches rapidly, and each switch costs time and energy. The antidote is single tasking or batching.
Group similar tasks together. Protect your focus time. Turn off notifications. That's something I need to get better at.
Me too. But the section I found most insightful was about connecting with others. She introduces a framework called SCARF, status, certainty, autonomy, relatedness, and fairness. When any of these is threatened, your brain goes into defense mode.
A critical look from a boss can feel like a physical attack. A word of appreciation releases oxytocin. So to collaborate well, you need to minimize threat and maximize reward in these 5 domains.
She gives an example of giving negative feedback. Your instinct might be to jump straight to the problem, but that triggers a threat response. Instead, start by affirming their status, then explain the context, and give them autonomy by framing it as a request.
That keeps their brain in a reward state, making them more open. It's brilliant. And then for execution and resilience, she talks about willpower as a limited resource that depletes throughout the day.
Willpower is like a muscle. Using it for one thing makes it harder for another. The solution is to conserve willpower by turning good behaviors into habits. Habits are actions handed over to the routine system. They require almost no willpower.
To build a habit, focus on the cue and the reward. Attach it to an existing routine and give yourself a small reward immediately. Over time, it becomes automatic.
And resilience isn't about being a robot. It's about how quickly you recover from setbacks. She talks about broaden and build positive emotions. Even small ones broaden our thinking and build resources. A moment of gratitude can undo stress.
So intentionally create micro moments of positive emotion. Look out the window, listen to a favorite song, and prioritize recovery, real breaks, sleep, exercise. They're not luxuries, they're performance enhancers.
The one thing I'm taking away is that a good day isn't about everything going perfectly. It's about being more conscious of my choices, more skillful in my interactions, and more resilient when things go wrong.
And if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So the science is the map, but the journey is yours to take. Thanks, Sophie.
Thanks, Sam. A good day is a skill you can learn, not a matter of luck. We'll see you in the next one.